Hey, John, a broader footy one. Post-COVID, where are you at in terms of what you'd like in terms of your coaching staff, development staff, everything to do in a footy department and the things you might want to get for next year? Are there still things that you're a long way off wanting from a footy department perspective and coaching perspective?
Yeah, I think you'll put my view on this, Lordy, that footy departments have been decimated and the workload hasn't dropped. Initially, when the 3.5 million was carved out of footy departments, there was going to be less in the playing lists. And what happens is that you never want to give your players less service, so you're doing it on a third less staff. And those staff, obviously, are still on massive pay cuts. So, I feel for footy departments across the country because they're all sort of working absolutely to the their fingers to the bone. And I just don't think it's right what the industry's doing with footy departments. If the way it's been handled, and you would have thought that there would have been some comeback, but still seems a fair way off, unfortunately.
You don't have any more clarity about next year in that space?
No idea. I mean, yep. It seems like the footy departments are ones that are carrying the can, and that's the way it is.